Hi, this is Rebecca with XPO. I'm on the back line with your technician, Alex, there
Yes.
for your dishwasher. He was advising that the dishwasher needs a valve replacement, advising that you have a 5/8-inch valve and this unit requires a 3/8-inch valve.
That's what I'm hearing, yes.
Yes, ma'am. So in order for him to do that, that is a charge of $94.
Okay.
Give me just a moment here. And then the email that we have on the order, is that going to be the best place to send the receipt, the margyz@ameritech.net?
Yes.
Okay, bear with me just a moment. And is the billing information the same as it is on your order?
Yes.
Okay. Give me just a moment to get that copy pasted.
Now, do you have a credit card number on that order?
No, ma'am. We wouldn't have any of that information on file. We take this
No,
payment
because I figured
separately.
you're going to try to run that. I lost my debit card. In fact, I just got the new one this morning, so
No,
I
ma'am.
didn't want you to run that other one.
Typically, we don't deal with money at all on this end. It's only if there's an additional service that wasn't purchased at the time of
Okay.
install.
Sure.
And bear with me just another moment. And email. Sorry, I'm having to retype everything because they entered it all in caps and the
Take your
system does not
time, they're
like that.
working, so.
All right.
Oh my God, I don't want to know what's behind that old dishwasher.
I'd be afraid myself of mine. That's what my husband is for. We've got a deal that I deal with the children. He deals with everything gross.
Well, that's a pretty good deal.
That works for me. Okay.
No, he's right. I'm not real happy about this, but I'm unhappy with Best Buy. So I'll deal with Best Buy.
Yes, ma'am.
After the fact.
You'll have a record of this as well that you can bring up to them.
Okay.
And that is... Making sure I spell your name correctly.
Head gross.
Okay. 2 Augusta Drive, Galena, Illinois, and 61036. Okay.
What did you say about Galena?
That's what it has here. It's G-A-L-E-N-A.
We're in Wheaton.
Very strange. Oh, there we go. 1605 Leytonstone Drive. Got it. Thank you for catching that. I don't know why it populated Galena. Okay, and then what is that card number?
5262.
Okay.
2660.
Okay.
0054.
Okay.
3826.
And then I just need the expiration.
426.
Okay.
Now, again, I just got this card this morning. It is activated, so I'm hoping it won't give you any trouble with it.
Let me make sure it doesn't before I drop you off the line here. Excuse me. Yeah, you would think that they would start just selling the valve replacement with the dishwasher because a few years ago they got higher water pressure into most of the units, so they require a smaller water valve to get that high pressure. Like, I was able to tell the tech, oh, you're going from a 5/8 to a 3/8. He's like, yeah, it's that common.
Well, yeah, the whole thing with us right now is that none of this was ever mentioned to me when I bought the thing. I mean, if the guy would have said you really should check, you know, after you get home, check your valve,
right.
Or there's a possibility because this is a newer model, newer technology, they may have to change it, and then you may have a charge
right.
from the installer. So then you go, okay, well, hopefully we won't, but now I'm aware
right.
that we might.
May
That's
I ask,
the way you do it.
Do you remember how old your sales rep was, how old they
yeah,
looked?
Yeah, I'd say he was in his 20s.
That's it right there, because nobody in their 20s has ever had to deal with replacing a dishwasher, for the most part. So So he probably didn't know.
Well,
they
then
should
that's
probably
bad training.
Train your employees about what's involved with a dishwasher.
Yeah.
All right, and almost done.
And that's probably why I had the dishwasher on hold with Apt, but that they couldn't deliver because of COVID, you know. Everything's
right.
COVID.
Well, hopefully that's fading out now.
Yeah, usually when you go to Apt, though, people really know, they know their stuff over there,
right.
Which you don't get the kid who transferred over from the stereo department, you know,
all
who's
right.
Now selling you a dishwasher.
It's so hard to find. You don't, like, so many people are just not working. Just around town where I am, it was difficult to, there were two people working at a Burger King the other day, servicing one car at a time at the drive-thru. One cashier at the Dollar General yesterday. It's just crazy. It's the least saturated job market ever. So this has been processed successfully. You should have an email.
It did. Did it?
Yes.
No problem.
Okay, no problem. Good. And you should have an email. It'll be from CyberSource, which is the payment system that we use to collect that payment.
Just a second. Do you have to do something with the hot water heater, too?
I already turned it off. So
oh, okay. So you're going to turn everything back on again. Okay, great. Oh, yeah. Thanks. Don't get lost in the mess. Hello.
So I'm going to go ahead and let Alex know that he's good to go.
Okay, he's right here. Let me put it right up to him. You're on speaker. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I'll get this added to the order for you. The payment has been collected.
Alrighty. Thank you.
All right. You guys take care. Thanks for speaking with me here at XPO. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You too. Bye. Bye-bye.